Alaska's U.S. senators have introduced legislation to prevent the Air Force transfer of aircraft from Eielson in North Pole to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski's bill blocks funding for the movement of a 21-jet F-16 fighter squadron. Senator Begich, who sits on the Armed Service Committee, says the measure is aimed at what he calls an unjustified move by the Air Force prior to the start of an upcoming Base Realignment and Closure Commission review.
This is, in my view, kind of an end run by the military trying to figure out how to do a BRAC without going through a process of BRAC. And we think this is, again, the inappropriate way to do it. And this argument is the same argument they used in 05, that it would save money. At the end of the day, they found it would not save money. So we're going to put the questions hard to them. We're going to fight hard to keep Eielson fully stocked with the F-16s. We think it's important.
During a BRAC round in 2005, Eielson was downsized but spared the loss of the F-16s, a move which would include the transfer of thousands of personnel to Anchorage. Senator Murkowski says it was just a week ago that the Air Force petitioned Congress for permission to pursue BRAC rounds in 2013 and 2015.
Then, literally within the next series of days, the Air Force makes this announcement that they're going to be moving not only assets such as the F-16, but retiring certain aircraft, four C-130s out of Elmendorf, all before any analysis, any study, any assessment as to the impact. They say it's all about cost savings, but we've been through this exercise before.
Begich says the Eielson move is one of many proposed for Air Force bases around the country to save money.